Lorraine, good morning. How are you? Hello, Lorraine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Michael. Yeah.
Great.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Indeed, Lorraine. Lorraine, congratulations for starters.
Thank you. Thank you.
And first thing, maybe would you just explain to the customers what Lurgus is?
Sure. So Lurgus is an organisation that was established over 30 years ago to support Irish organisations, initially in youth work, to be able to access EU funding for cooperation projects and exchange projects. And in the time since it was established, it's expanded to take on board EU funding called Erasmus, which I think a lot of people will know the name of and think about higher education, but it's actually a lot wider than that. So Lurgus is responsible for all areas of Erasmus that work with schools, vocational education, youth organisations, civil society organisations and volunteering organisations. And we try and support them to access funding to carry out European projects.
And I was just reading a little on the press release that came out with the announcement of your appointment. Mm-hmm. And you're a Coolock native.
A local girl.
As you know, the station here is based in the heart of Coolock, so we're absolutely delighted to see one of our own getting ahead.
It's a good story, isn't it? It's nice to see, I suppose, a bit of diversity in these kinds of roles and these kinds of appointments. And yeah, I grew up in Coolock. My family are still there. I went to the schools there, went to the clubs there, know all of the local spots. I'm very much aware of where your radio station is. I've been in there a few times in previous roles to try and promote some of the activities that we've been a part of. And it's a great community, a really solid community, and I've always loved my connection to Coolock. It's a fabulous place.
Now, I'm retired now, so this is my pleasure doing the broadcasting. But when I was working, I worked with a large multinational company. Mm-hmm. And it prided itself in that a lot of its chief executives actually started on the shop floor. And I believe you yourself did, you started right down at the bottom and have worked your way all the way up.
I did, yeah. I mean, my story is quite interesting. Like, I feel like, my career has been a very interesting path, I suppose, for me. And I think when I graduated in from Colossus Doolig many years ago with a journalism diploma, I went into the world of work and, the usual pathways. I think it was kind of coming into Celtic Tiger times in the 90s and worked for a company. And I slowly started to realise that I was more interested to do something that maybe could have an impact on communities, or maybe have, not so focused, I suppose, on profit making. So what happened was I decided to leave that job at the time, which I know was going to do, and make some decisions about what I'd like to do, whether it was to go back to college or try a different area of work. And I more or less accidentally answered an advertisement from Lurgus for a receptionist. And as soon as I started there, I started to really understand the work that the organisation does and how it works. And that was it for me. I fell in love with the place and I fell in love with the work and started to work my way through different programmes and build my experience. And that's exactly how my journey started 20 odd years ago, starting at reception and more recently now being appointed as the executive director, and all the things in between, and working with everybody all the way through, as you said, that shop floor experience. You can't beat it, answering the phones to people, helping them answer their questions, helping them solve their problems. It gives me a really different insight, I think, into what we do and how we can become a more inclusive and diverse set of programs going forward into the future.
Yeah, I always think that when you start on the shop floor, you get a better understanding of the organisation, how it works, how everybody in the organisation works, how they interact. And so then you have a better understanding how to get things done.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And I've worked with, you know, everybody across the organization on lots of different projects through those years and built great professional relationships and friendships across sectors and in other organizations as I've been doing my work. So I feel I have a lot of connections into the sectors over all of those years, as well as in the organization. You know, I've been very active in building those links and connections and encouraging different organizations, I think, as well, to try and take a chance and do something a little bit different, because I think a lot of people might think sometimes these programs are not for them or they're too difficult or whatever, without necessarily realizing that the reason Lurgus is there is actually to try and help them to access the program.
And tell me this, now that you're chief executive director,
yeah.
where do you see the path of Lurgus going? What would you like to, what are the your ambitions for it?
I think, yeah, that's a good question. I really believe that Lurgus has been, for its time, a solid reputation for supporting organisations. And, you know, while we are an organisation that's set up to manage a bureaucratic approach to funding, we're a lot more than that in actual practice and achieving those objectives. And in doing that, we actually spend a lot of time working with the people who access the programme, helping them to answer their application forms, helping them to do their reports, helping them to run their projects. So what I would really like to do is to create more visibility into that aspect of Lurgus, the educational piece and the supportive piece, and to show people really that they're not on their own when they're doing these projects, that we have a really excellent staff team who are available and helpful and knowledgeable in lots of different areas that people might need support with, and that's what Lurgus is really, really about.
And if our listeners want to learn more about the work of Lurgus and maybe how they can get supports from Lurgus, how can they do that?
Well, we have really active communications team in all social media areas, and you know, we, especially, I suppose, during COVID, you know, the question of kind of getting together and having seminars and things like that, everything has slightly changed a little bit. But we've actually had huge increases in people who are interested in attending our workshops online and our webinars online and our information sessions online. So you just have to come along to our website and have a little look and see when the next activity is. And we will be more than happy to help you pick which one suits you, because I know, you know, we work with a diverse range of organizations. So if you're a youth group, there's going to be something for you. If you're a school or a teacher, there's going to be something for you. It's just literally a case of you might spot it on the website nice and easy for yourself, or if you need a bit of help trying to identify the next opportunity for you to connect with us and sit down and have a chat with us, either through a webinar or on the phone, just give us a call or an email and we'll get back to you and we'll let you know.
Lorraine, thanks for talking to me today. I'm going to wish you all the best, and I tell you why, because I firmly believe, and this goes across all different aspects of life and society, when you put some money in early, and in this I mean if you're putting money into supporting young people early, you mm-hmm. actually save a huge amount of money in the long run. So yeah. Organisations like yourselves, I think, are absolutely brilliant. The more we can put money in there to support young people on, you know, forming a career, finding what's the right career for them, getting them that extra bit of knowledge, I think
it's
just brilliant.
Isn't it, Michael?
It is.
It's about trying to level the playing field and show people that there are opportunities there for everybody, you know, from everywhere. And that organizations like Lurgus are there to try and help people to access those opportunities. And yeah, it's great to hear you say that. I really appreciate that. And it's very much, I think, what we're about as an organization is to try and give opportunities for people to create change in their lives.
Indeed. Lorraine, I can say this for the whole of the station here and the whole of Coolock, we're absolutely delighted that one of our own has been appointed. And we wish you all the best.
Thank you. Really appreciate that.
No
Good
problem.
Luck to yourself.
And you too. Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Now, that was Lorraine Gilligan, and she's just been appointed Executive Director of Lurgus. And it's great for Coolock. And I think it's great for Ireland that we have somebody who will understand young people. As you heard her say there, she started on the ground floor, started as receptionist with Allergus and has worked her way up to become the executive director. Fabulous, fabulous.